You're listening to episode 84 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, Brilliant Insights. Episode 84 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. Today is Cinco de Mayo, 2013. I am Matthew Dean Furlough, and this is one of the victors of the Battle of Puebla, and my brother James Furlough.
Freedom!
Yeah! Independence, one of the battles that was part of it, and it's mostly celebrated in America, but yay, Coronas.
It sounds cool.
Dude, yeah.
Let's be honest with each other. It's just like, sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome. And I like Mexican food and tequila and Corona. So, you know, it's like perfect holiday.
Well, there you go. Perfect holiday. So, by the way, just thought you should know, I don't know if you've noticed, but like my HP printer is gone.
Whoa. And the background is changing.
I'm still
offset too.
I am. That's because my desk moved temporarily and then it will move again permanently.
Yes.
Because I'm moving, actually.
Oh, man.
I'm in the throes of it.
Are you moving to California?
Yeah, no. Further north, technically, by about 10 minutes. Sorry, man. Going the wrong way. I am moving, and as such, it's just crazy. But we're not selling this place. We're actually going to fix it up and rent it out. And since I intend to do work during lunch and other off times, I'm actually going to work here. It's weird. I'm going to like sleep at this other place, get up, come here, work for HP, work for myself, and then go home and sleep.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it's going to go. And then so eventually I'll switch over there. But until then, so here's the deal. This room that I'm in was my office, a.k.a. the Bat Cave. Because it was where I came to hang out instead of Man Cave, because I'm superhero-like. But now, I'm in this place that is totally empty, except for, like, white walls.
Yeah.
And it's an entire cavern. The entire building is to myself now. So this is now, do you want to guess what I'm calling it now?
The Bat Cave. Oh, no, the Fortress of Solitude.
Yes! You nailed it.
The Bat Cave. Who am I talking to? Gosh, I should have been. I can't believe I guessed that wrong at all.
That's all right.
Dude,
yeah.
Okay. So I have a question. Super important. Did you see the best superhero movie? Not best superhero movie, but the movie of the best superhero yet this weekend?
I'm going to take issue with what you just said, but I think the answer to your question is yes, with the caveat of he's not the best superhero.
Well, let's,
I'm reserving that one for June.
So, okay, but the thing is like, he is the best superhero because he has no superpowers outside of being an engineer. That's all he is.
What about the man that is Bat, like?
Well, whatever. Batman, he's ridiculous. He's just a rich playboy. He's not an engineer.
And
what has he ever engineered? Let's be honest. Did he engineer a super suit that allows him to fly around the world in like 20 minutes?
That's true.
And new power sources that have... Yes, actually, I guess he has, doesn't that technically?
Yeah, well, you
but
know.
But still. Hey,
that can threaten to blow
up. Exactly.
You know, yeah. No, I'm with you. I did see it. I saw it on Friday. Despite moving, you were going to kick out of this. So I actually, like, I picked up the moving truck, brought it back here, and then went to the movies, watched the movie, came home, and finished packing.
That's awesome.
Priorities. Which I have an article that we're going to talk about. It won't be about the movie, but you'll love it tonight. Which, interesting little factoid before we get to the heart of the show. I have like a three filter process, actually, for what articles we talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I guess technically four if you think about I filter which ones I subscribe to. But anyways, so I see like tons of articles.
You stats guys and your filters.
I know. But anyways, so I do
sure
that.
Your biases, yeah.
And then when I see an article I like, I actually save it to Instapaper. for later review. And then once it's an Instapaper later on, when I transfer it over to our doc, again, it's like a filter. Okay, do I still think this is a cool story or not, right? And you know, if one's fallout where at the time I thought it was interesting, I read it again, I'm like, no, I don't think so. And then when it actually comes time to the show and we're highlighting what we want to do, that's another filter, right?
Right.
This week, I've got a ton of awesome stories. Yeah. And I just want to say that, you know, I just want to set the
tone,
saying like, I'm not just throwing up garbage, right? I actually am going through a process and trying to pick good ones, and there's a lot of good ones this week. So anyways,
I'm excited because I'll be totally honest, dude, I felt like the exact opposite this week. I was like, dude, nothing happened.
Yeah, you're going to love this. So
good.
Anyways, I'll let you do your intro and
we'll go. Guess what then? It sounds like it's about time for the intro where I say, this week, like every week, we'll be talking about technology and the continuing corporate opera, or the soap opera of corporations' dealings back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, Iron Man, and the technology they're developing. Before we get into the show, we got a short disclosure.
Oh, man. I work for HP and am actually a Superman fan, but Iron Man is still awesome. And I like pretty much all superheroes. I'm pretty easy to get along with. However, I don't represent any of those superheroes or HP or any of their opinions. But I definitely have opinions about them.
By the way, if you're listening, if you're watching the show, this is like only off topic, and you're wondering why I like took a picture of us earlier, it's because...
Did you? I didn't even see you do that.
What? Dude. Like, I did it right in front of your face. Huh. Yeah, but I'm one of my lamest tactics of flirtation. But I'm all up on the what's it called? What's that one app? Snapchat.
Instagram?
No, not Instagram. I was Snapchatting, trying to impress a girl.
Is it working?
Letting her know that I'm a big deal on the internet. You know what? That probably wasn't one of my finest. Attempts at impressing, of courting. There have been other things that I've done that have been quite impressive, but
okay.
I'm slowly sprinkling all of my flavors in.
Like a weird light issue going on myself. Anyways,
okay. Yeah, dude, let's talk about tech. Oh wait! If you want to follow us throughout the week and get all sorts of crazy updates on like sports teams and other random happenstances and us doing exciting things, you can follow us on the Twitter. My handle is at Matthew D. Furlow,
and I am at James Furlow.
And the furloughbros.com, that has everything that you could possibly want. It's got all the show stuff. It's got the show cuts, which is like short bite-sized versions of the show where we cut up the show into cuts. And you can listen to them. We've also got all the links to feeds and videos. And we also, because we're awesome, we link all the articles that we talk about. And like James said, this is a good week for articles. So hit that up. Check that out. We've got a great catalog of past articles. And it's just awesome. Why aren't you there right now? It doesn't even make sense to me.
Because they're not posted yet.
Yeah, that's a good point. This is happening in the future.
Actually, if you're listening to this, you should be there. You're right.
Yeah.
You're cool.
Yeah, they're listening to this in the future, man. It's awesome.
Hello, future listeners. Yeah. How's the future?
Let us know if any disasters happen or something, because we appreciate that. The heads up. So what happened this week?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Here we go. First one, okay?
Okay.
Mars 1 has begun accepting video applications for a mission to colonize the Red Planet on 2023.
Oh, baby. That's soon. That's like 10 years from now.
Yeah. They're beginning their search for their worldwide search for astronauts who are never coming back. It's like they're looking for 24 to 40 candidates.
So this is like the anti-NASA policy, where NASA's like never killed somebody in space. Mars 1 plans on killing people in space.
They're like, every single one of you will die in space, on Mars. But the idea behind it is they're going to colonize it. But they're like, but you're never coming home. You're starting a colony. Very Mayflower-esque.
Are they going to have, like, babies on Mars, too? Or is it like you're going to start the foundations and we're going to send more people?
Yes and yes.
Nice.
The intent is to create a colony. Which,
are we worried about the natives in this case?
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah. But we will become very worried when it poses a situation. You aren't supposed to be here.
Yeah, and it looks like, I was still skimming. They're going to bring other groups, but like every 2 years, they're going to keep adding people. But the idea is, yeah, you're going to love the people you were with in more ways than one.
Are you gonna apply, James?
I have until August 31st to decide.
So yes or no.
So I don't know.
I don't know or no.
I know. Okay. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to. I like Earth. What can I say?
And to see how it goes with this girl I'm trying to impress.
Yeah, there you go. Just apply no matter what. So here's the crazy part, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to apply, and then what they're going to do is they are going to televise the they're going to create a candidate pool, and they're going to narrow it down to 20 to 40 people.
Okay.
And then those people will go, they'll move to the United States, and they'll spend the next 7 years as a full-time salary employee to Mars One. 9 months of each year will be spent learning dentistry, emergency medicine, general medicine, engineering, biology, mechanics, you know, stuff you'd want to know if you were stuck alone. And then the other 3 months will be spent in a Mars habitat mock-up, complete with 40-minute communication delays and all this stuff. Of course, they say the hardest thing they'll have to face during the simulation is a broken toilet. And but they said that that's when people get out of control.
Right. That's funny. Well, so this
is interesting. But they're going to televise the thing, too. I don't think I'm trying to say that. Or I think I thought it, but I don't know if I said it. So these people who get chosen, they'll be asking the public to rate their application videos to help them narrow it down.
And so it's kind of like American idolize the first manned mission to Mars.
Yep.
That's awesome. Nice job, America.
And by the way, the application fee is only $38.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's pretty reasonable. That's like a college app.
So you know what the horrifying part about this is? Like, this is just a brief shot of reality. Like, big engineering projects like this, no matter how well thought out, almost always have problems, and they almost always have problems over time, which means eventually, inevitably, they will probably have some sort of horrible disaster that will almost definitely kill everybody that goes there at some point. It's going to be horrifying, man. This should be like sending people to the bottom of the ocean for the rest of their lives. Like, you spring a leak, everybody dies. Like, this is what's so crazy to me is why I think it's worth mentioning is because it's not like we're sending them there and they're going to live out their natural lives and then they'll get to 80 and they'll die at 80. Like, that's not what they're signing up for. They're signing up for a horrible disaster at some point that will kill them. And they know that. And it's going to be like worldwide news.
Why do you think there'll be a horrible disaster?
Because they're I have a question. What would you say? When was the last time we had a gigantic, massive engineering program that was tested over time using a completely new technology that didn't result in disaster at some point, a catastrophic failure?
Okay.
You think about, like, bridges. You think about skyscrapers. You think about, you know, rockets. Every time we've had these things, and the longer you push them, eventually there's a catastrophic failure.
Okay.
It just so happens that most of the time, when a plane falls out of the sky, like, you know, or actually a plane's a perfect example. When a plane falls out of the sky, it kills everybody. And if you give yourself enough time, eventually a plane will fall out of the sky. Now, it's more safe than driving in a car, but it's only because there's so many friggin' cars on the road. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, this is going to end in a horrifying disaster at some point. With lots of people dead.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to cost them $6 million to send their the first group of four to their new home.
$6 mil? That's not bad.
Yeah, I know. They're going to use SpaceX to fly them.
That's awesome.
And what's really interesting...
Elon Musk is a murderer. What?
And what they're going to do is they literally, once they're there, they're like, you're free to do whatever you want. You are literally creating a brand new civilization. They will make their own holidays, their own laws. They'll decide what to do when they're there. They won't be taking orders from anybody here. They will become an independent nation, essentially. Like, we need to send mature people.
Yeah.
Shall I? Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it sounds like a holiday air day. Dude, they're never going to take a – they'll never take a break. They're just never going to take a break.
Oh, yeah. They'll take a break like a farmer takes a break.
Right, exactly.
You don't.
They'll, like, fall asleep for 5 minutes. Oh, I take a break. Because if you mess up for, like, 5 minutes –
which is pretty much all of the people I would accept. I was like, have you been a farmer? Yes, you can come.
Yeah, are you a super genius physicist farmer? Okay, you're in.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
I just want to know, like – I would bring people A who are mature, but B just like people who always work hard, who never take a day off, who don't care about convenience, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
People who are just hardy, who are like, yeah, I'm just going to work hard. I'm going to get it done.
I would be more willing to pick somebody who is not enamored with the idea of colonizing Mars.
Yeah,
they're not starstruck by the stars in a very literal sense. They're not really impressed by it. They're just doing it because it needs to be done, and they're going to do the work. I mean, which is actually, that's why they picked Neil Armstrong to step on the moon first.
You also want people who are there for a reason, who have something to live for.
Neil Armstrong was, like, very dedicated to, like, the pursuit of technology and science. Like, that was what he was doing. But to him, that was the job. That was the goal. And it was his willingness to call abort on the thing. He wasn't so set on going to the moon that he was unwilling to call abort if it meant saving everybody.
Right.
He was not willing to risk it, and that's what they wanted. Somebody who was a little more, who wasn't so excited about it that they'd risk everybody's lives in order to do it and kill everybody. And that's kind of what you need. You need somebody who's like, yeah, they're determined this needs to be done. And I can do it, so I will do it. Not because I think it's going to be really cool, interesting.
Man, I love this.
I can't believe they're going to let us vote on it.
That's the world we live in. And that's part of how they're getting it for $6 million. I think there's going to be huge advertising pieces to this. But I love one of the commenters. He's like, if this plan works, the colony will need to advance really quickly to protect themselves from Earth. They'll need to develop long-range weapons in secret and keep Earth corporations on a short leash. Oh, man.
It's kind of true.
I love it. And then,
what research is that?
Want to live or die on Mars? The real question is, what will they die of?
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the thing, man. Like, all these people are going to die. It's going to be such a big deal. First dude who died on Mars. And unfortunately, I think it will go, as I predict, where it'll be catastrophic and it'll be like the first 20 people to die on
Mars.
Maybe
be like a Cain and Abel type thing. It'll just be a straight up murder.
They all slaughter each other. Oh, my goodness. That would be exciting. That would be good news.
Yeah, so anyways, we're going to Mars, man, and we're not just doing an expedition.
Woo!
We are setting up a colony. We're doing it. It's cheap enough that it's going to happen no matter what. Now, whether or not it works is a different story, but they seem to think that they can do it for $6 billion. And you just need to pretty much just triple that number, right, to get to the actual cost. And, which is still, like, reasonable. Apple could write them a check today. And be like, yeah, we'll sponsor this. Just put a big apple on the red planet. So when we look at it in a telescope, all they see is us.
Whatever. You know what's crazy about this is I love that they're using the SpaceX rockets because Elon Musk was the human being, the real person that they used to model Tony Stark of Iron Man off of. And this is totally an Iron Man type thing to send people to Mars with all of his money and technology. Like, it's perfect. So awesome.
That's cool. So hey, when are you getting your application in? When are you making your?
I don't know.
What is it? 70-second
video.
But I am
starting the hashtag. I'm definitely going to start the hashtag Elon Musk is a murderer. out of love and admiration for the man, because I like him a lot. Please don't be mad at me. And but I don't know. I guess I'll try. Why not? Whatever. Hey guys, send me to Mars because it'd be awesome. If I got picked,
Would you go? Would you go if you got picked?
Oh no. Well, like I said. Let's see how it goes with this Snapchat.
I am unfortunately married and have a dog.
I'm going to tell her that that's what how you described it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. If I was not, I would totally do it. If I could bring Jesse and Vinny along, I would probably do it.
Oh man, that's crazy. I don't think I would. I like Earth a lot. I'm a pretty big fan.
Yeah, me too. I just that'd just be exciting.
If I could come back, even if it was years later, I would.
You never know. But you could, you know, that's
no.
You could create a lot.
That's part of the deal.
You can go back to Earth every once in a while.
That's like part of their deal, though. Like you can't come back to Earth.
Okay. But once you're there, you make your own laws and your own rules. Forget what they said. I'm coming back.
Yeah, are you going to make your own rocket, too?
Well, I mean, there are certain, you know, barriers. But we got video.
Yes.
40-minute delay, whatever, you know. You can figure it out.
Swim back to Earth through space.
Swim.
Anyways. So, yeah.
Speaking of...
So, IBM...
You're doing it? All right, go ahead.
What? You're going? Okay, let me tell you. We're going to go to the opposite end of the scale. We're going to go from the macro to the micro. There's this cool video I want y'all to check out. Basically, IBM made this like movie and like, you know, you're like, why would I go watch an IBM movie? Well, because basically what they did was they had this little like thing that allows them to move atoms a lot around on a super micro scale. And they made a short movie, and then they have like a mic, like the images of where the atoms are. And they made this little image of this little guy out of atoms, molecules actually, playing with a ball. And they're all molecules. It's super tiny. It's just really kind of a cool demonstration of the technology. And all the YouTube commenters were complaining about the fact that they spent all that time and money on this sort of a thing. But check it out. It's pretty interesting. That's all. It's really, I as soon as I started it, I was like, there's no talking.
They are such geeks.
So if you're not going to, I can say, if you're not going to narrate this, it's really kind of pointless.
There's a little. I was just letting it be background music as you talked.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah, there's a little, just seriously, go to the website and check it out. It's a visual thing. And the best part
again, it's not that the movie itself is like an amazing story. It's just the fact that they're doing this via moving atoms.
Yeah. And, like, each frame, they move the atoms around, and then they take a picture, and that's a frame. And then they make the next frame. So each frame is composed of on a molecular level. It's pretty impressive, actually.
It looks totally fake.
What do you mean?
Well, just like, you could have done this computer graphics.
Well, yeah, but they didn't. That's the point.
It's a minute 33-second commercial for IBM. Cool.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's cool.
Iron Man was a 2.5-hour commercial for Cisco Systems. Like, what the heck? Like, did you notice that? Because I noticed that every time they talked about, okay, let me send it to the Cisco cloud to analyze this. It's like, really? The Cisco cloud? Come on, Iron Man. That's super lame.